We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know the reason they call it marmalade is because Marie Antoinette was sick and they were trying to make her get better. And then one of the servants brought her like a spread he'd made out of oranges. It came from the term Marie Malade, which means Marie Antoinette was sick. Malade is the French for sick. Then they came up with marmalade because that cured her. The vitamin C, they say, from the oranges. I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's just a fun fact.
Do you say this on dates and stuff? Because that's so embarrassing for you if you do. Do you?
Obviously not. I was just thinking about marmalade. Hey mammies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to I'm Grandmam, Season 3.
There was no wait for this ep, girls.
Can you believe it? I'd say people who forgot that we were going recording weekly are waking up today and thinking, oh my god, there's another ep, I'm weak.
Well, we didn't forget because we're recording back to back.
Oh, see, that's the thing, girls, because we're so committed to making this work, what we're doing is we're actually recording double eps in the studio because the studio time is limited in Oxford Street in the gorgeous factory studios.
We're back in the gorgeous factory studios. Well, we technically didn't leave from episode one.
But it's another episode, so we want to say we're recording here again. It's so stunning.
Stunning, girls. We just popped out of the podcast lounge and we just had a gorgeous oatmeal latte.
In our kitchenette area.
And we're back in, we're caffeinated and we're ready to give you everything.
We're ready to give you another ep. Also, I popped to the Lulu. Why did I say Lulu?
The Lulu.
I popped back in time to when I was a 3-year-old, apparently. I popped to the Lulu.
Did you go wheeze?
Did I do a wee wee? I popped into the Lulu to do a wee wee, girls, and they have all the Aesop products inside.
They don't.
All Aesop-y bits. They have the hand wash and the moisturising cream.
That's going to go mysteriously disappearing in a second there now.
You know a place is bougie when they have the Aesop. Also, it's kind of sending me that we can't gauge the reaction from the first episode back. You know what I mean? Because we haven't even put it out yet. We've just recorded it.
Oh, yeah.
They're listening to, like, episode 22 now. I love saying episode 22, by the way.
22. Pure Taylor Swift energy.
But you know what I mean? We don't even know how, like, the last ep went down, but I'm sure they loved it.
Why are you sitting in a split? Kevin's straddling the couch in a second, like, split. His legs out to the side and his toes are pointed. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I think I'm just trying to, like, overcompensate for the fact that it's a new space. I'm trying to make it look like I'm so at home and so comfortable.
The imposter syndrome is real.
But that's the thing. It's just still a case of I'm dealing with this imposter syndrome. But it's all good. I mean, I'm cosy. Are you cosy? Also, we have aircon in the room. Like, how iconic is that? We didn't even mention half the things that's happening in here.
I know. Did you go on to... You need to go on to the website and have a nose, factory.uk.com.
I love it. Can I say it too?
Yeah, go on.
Girls, just in case you didn't catch it that first time, it's actually factory.uk.com.
I'm weak.
Take a look,
that.
Check it out, like and subscribe.
Anyway, I am loving that we're going into spring.
Yeah, one thing which we didn't really speak about in the last episode is
spring sprungin.
Spring has sprung. I feel like we definitely have said spring has sprung before.
Spring has, you know, spring has sprung when the pancakes start to flipping.
Pancake day is coming up.
It's up, is it? Is it
this? Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting that we're recording in advance.
No, but it is happening, is it?
It's happening. Well, they're selling all the pancake batter and all the Nutella bits in the supermarket.
Oh, well, the minute, like, February hits, the pancake batter's out.
But it's weird. So we're recording on Friday, the 7th of February. Right? Last week, on the 1st of February, last Saturday, I woke up. I'd completely forgotten the fact that it was the 1st of February. But I remember I went outside and I was literally just popping into the shops to get stuff for breakfast.
And then someone came over and pinched and punched you. Pinch, punch, first of the month and ran away.
I've never heard of that as a thing.
That's a thing.
Pinch, punch, first of the month.
Pinch, punch, first of the month.
But you're so into all those bits and I
the
hate
hijinks.
It. Like pure, like we say the same word at the same time and you pure like punch me.
You're, no jinx.
You're one of those people. You're one of the people who pocketed people in school.
I never pocketed someone. You know, there was that thing where if you have a shirt pocket, someone would come up and rip the pocket off. Yeah, that was so rude.
It was so rude because as well, like your mum and dad are paying like good money for the shirts.
And all you're doing is keep my mum up at night because she has to stitch it back on.
She's stitching on. Or as well, like some people, like if their mums couldn't sew, just had to come in with like a pocketless shirt. It was kind of lousy on them, wasn't it?
That's so shit.
But I used to take off my jumper for fear of like someone pocketing me, even in the height of summer, because well I was such a target, so like people were only waiting for me to take it off. Boys, I know you're just waiting for me to take off that jumper.
Do you know what some clever clogs did in my school? They pocketed themselves.
The people did that in my school as well, but that's just pure stupid.
Like, but then how can you can't be pocketed when you have no pockets? Anyway, what were you saying about the first of the month?
Oh, but basically, I was walking down towards Morrison's. I feel like I mentioned Morrison's in last week's episode as well, so like Morrison's,
we're not sponsored, but like
this isn't a post,
you are very
also
conveniently close to our house.
But I was walking down and I just remember feeling like lighter. Like lighter on my feet and my, like with my walk.
Would
I remember
you say
thinking,
you had a spring in your step?
Too easy. No, but like, you know what I mean? I definitely felt like, actually, oh, things are on the up. Things are getting a bit better. And I hate saying it because I sound so feckin' Irish, but I have noticed the wee bit of a stretch in the evenings. Have you noticed this? No, even tonight.
You did get a bit of a stretch tonight. I know what you mean. Pure vinyasa flow evenings.
So on a Sunday, I'm after cutting down to just the one spin class. So I've started doing a yoga class post spin. Girlies,
because he wouldn't just rest on a Sunday like everybody else.
God forbid I'd rest. I know God created the Sabbath for us to rest, but I'm not taking any of his words, you know what I mean? I'm going to do my own bits. But yeah, it's called yin yoga. Oh my God, so it's like, if you haven't heard of it, it's like yoga where you hold the postures for 3 minutes. It sounds like excruciating, but they're like easy postures. So it basically really
for
gets...
For you though, babe, I'd be in there and I'd be crying.
No, it's not like, you'd be literally sitting with your legs folded or you'd be sitting down in child's pose for 3 minutes. It's basically like just to like
you
really...
You go in there and have a nap.
It's very like Savasana nappy energy.
But I fall asleep in like anywhere. So
but that's good. They welcome it in yin because it's the flip side of yang. No, they actually do. She says at the start, if you fall asleep, that's fine.
What if I'm in the corner snoring and fucking Dorothy next to me who does the yoga every day is snapping?
Well, like, ideally don't be snoring, but like, it's the complete reverse to... So like, living in London and like most people... Actually, you don't even have to be living in London. We're all very much yang energy. So we're all busy doing things like... Very proactive, like never stop. Like it's what comes with living in like a busy city. Why are you screaming?
Because you're talking like you're the Dalai Lama.
No, it actually makes so much sense because I'm so that energy. So
you
like,
are very yin energy. Is
no,
that what you're
I'm very yang.
Is yang the chaotic one?
Yang's chaotic.
Yeah, you're very yang energy.
Yeah, so it's so good then just to kind of have your life in balance. Then I sound like I'm a fully blown like yogi, but
you
I'm
sound
not
like
at all
a life coach.
But just so that like, you know, just to balance out all the energies in your life. I'm not even that big into energies. What I'm just saying is go to the yin classes because it's pure good for like stretching and napping.
Well, I'd never get an invite, would I?
You can come, but it's straight after my spin. And God forbid you come to one of my spin classes. You haven't done so yet.
You told me that I'm not allowed.
I didn't say you weren't allowed. I said they didn't have your size cleats.
You said the shoes won't fit me, so I can't go.
But buy your own cleats.
That's a bit of a commitment, isn't it? Any cleat suppliers listening to the podcast that want to sponsor us some cleats?
I'd hate to be sponsored by cleats. I never wear cleats because I think they're pure manky.
This podcast episode is brought to you by cleats. No, but I am loving Pancake Day. So Pancake Day is on the Tuesday, I think. Pancake Tuesday, yeah. When this comes out.
I don't like Pancake Day anymore because you know I hate cooking. So yeah. I don't like making pancakes for myself. And as well, like, imagine me making pancakes for one. You just have to make a rake of batter then for like, and you just feel like obliged to eat all these load of pancakes.
I'm not that into pancakes. I just love putting on the Matilda soundtrack, having my and me like pushing my fingers all over the gaff, making my mix, and then I do the pancake bits. I do the protein pancakes, or the banana ones.
You say that, but I've been living with you for 3 years and I don't recall protein pancakes.
Oh, babe, I made you banana protein pancakes before.
Have you?
Yeah. I'll make you them this one as well.
Make me some this year, because I remember before I used to work at a place called Bodyism, and they're all about like the healthy bits, and we did protein pancakes there. So like when it came to Pancake Tuesday, the last thing I wanted to do was like have more protein pancakes, you know what I mean? Because I was eating them from dawn till dusk in the shop.
What's your like topping?
I'm such a Nutella girl.
Are you a Nutella? I knew you'd be a Nutella girl.
I'm pure like Nutella energy. Now, I love my strawberries as well, but like strawberries are what? Like €3 a punnet, £3 a punnet.
Yeah, and you get a tub of Nutella for that.
You get 2 nubs of Nutella for it. Did I ever tell you about the time that I was home for Christmas? It wasn't Christmas just gone, the Christmas beforehand, right? And my dad was going doing the shopping. It was kind of when my mum wasn't doing too great, like with her health and stuff. Oh. So my dad was doing the shopping a bit. I'm not trying to, you know, turn this into a sad story at all.
But
yeah. But he was doing the shopping and he was like, oh, do you need anything now? And I was like, oh, it'd be great if you get me some like peanut butter, like, because I like putting peanut butter in my smoothies or like on a bagel.
Yeah.
And I was like not just some like crappy one, like you know, maybe like the Pippinut or Meridian one or whatever.
Notions.
And I was like, it doesn't matter whether it's like smooth or crunchy, but just like some peanut butter, I'd really appreciate it. And I know it's expensive, but like he'd ask, so you know what I mean. Next thing, he came back with the shopping and I was like, oh, did you get the peanut butter? And he goes, yeah. And he took out and shoved Nutella. And I was like, you have to be joking me. And he was like, what? And I goes, I asked for peanut butter. And he goes, but sure, like just something you said you could spread on a bagel. And I was like, Dad, it's like Nutella's like the complete opposite of peanut butter. Like it's so, it just, I couldn't wrap my head around it. My mum was furious with it. She was so odd because as well, he hadn't just bought a small jar of Nutella. He bought like a kilogram jar that was on offer, and we'd never eat Nutella unless it was for pancake day or something like that. We'd never just
really?
Put it on a slice of bread
what
ever.
Really?
No, sure,
Nutella
never...
sandwiches.
No, babe.
That's
full of
was,
sugar.
That's why I was fat when I was younger, and you weren't.
No, but even back then, like, we wouldn't really... Like, I wasn't really a Nutella girl.
I was. You know, when I was younger, I used to go out to the kitchen, get the jar of Nutella and eat it with a teaspoon, right?
Yeah.
And I used to eat it so much that I'd, like, eat the whole tub.
Really?
And I used to feel so sick. But, like, I was just eat the whole tub. And I remember one day, my sister's friend Danielle was with us.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just doing my Nutella bits like I'd always do in the evening. Like, obviously, I was...
doing my Nutella bits.
I was a 70 stone.
Wait, like, how often did you do this? Because that's...
A lot, like, it would be,
really?
Like, a frequent thing. My mum be like, I have to get another thing of Nutella because Peach is after eating it all.
But would you put it on bread at all, or was it always straight from the jar?
Straight, like...
Straight from the jar, Peach.
I nearly injected it into my veins. And then I was eating it, and then my sister's friend Danielle was like, oh, yuck, what are you doing? I was like, having my Nutella.
Yeah, pure Bruce energy, you, with the chocolate all over your face.
Pure Brucey, we can do it, Brucey. Everyone chanting for me in my living room as I was eating the Nutella. But then, like, I'm not really that into pancakes, but I love their more fancy posher cousins' crepe. Do you know what I mean?
Holy crap, I love crepes.
Like if someone was like, do you want a pancake? I'm like, oh no, whatever. But then if they're like, do you want a crepe or seafood play a crepe? I'd be like, yeah.
My sister did a French exchange right before.
Just for the crepes.
Just for the crepes. No, but she was staying with like a French family, and one morning, like, they got up for breakfast at the weekend, and whatever she was having midweek, like Weetabix, I don't know why I'm telling you this. But then at the weekend, the father was like, oh, Sarah, would you like, I'm not going to do the accent, am I? Would you like a crepe or whatever? And then she was like, oh my God, yeah, I'd love a crepe or whatever. And I remember she had like called us that evening to tell us how traumatised she was, because they also have savoury crepes in France.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the father had put in, like, done a crepe, but he put like butter and ham and spinach in it. So she was up in a heap because she was like, she thought she was getting like a Nutella crepe. But she got like just this like crepe with a load of butter in it. She said, and because it was like her first weekend there, she's like, I had to eat it.
But are crepes just French pancakes?
Yeah.
They're pure like pancakes that did a year abroad and got notions, but found themselves on their gap year.
Pure pancakes on Erasmus, isn't it?
They come back and they're like, oh, I go by crepe now. Okay, let's get into the team now, because we used to be waffling.
Waffling, I love it. Is that because we're talking about crepes and pancakes?
No, waffle's another category altogether.
Okay, yeah, let's get into the theme for this week.
Okay, so the theme for this week is vices.
Alexa, play Bad Idea by Ariana Grande.
I love it.
Since we started this podcast,
Bad Idea by Ariana Grande from Spotify,
I've been waiting for an excuse to play this song. And
I always feel like Alexa, I'm zooming in like Tektropolis.
This is like my walking from the bus stop.
You can't not pause on the beat.
Yeah. I've been worried about you lately. Yeah, I love
Ticky Tick energy.
PJ's making cloth movements. It's that beat in the back.
It's the beat in the back. I feel like I'm cruising through Tokyo in some kind of sports car.
Yeah.
I'm all in latex and my hair's in high pony.
Is that the music video? Because it needs
it
to
needs
be.
It needs to be.
I got a bad idea.
Pure Britney Spears Break the Ice anime video, but to this.
I love this.
Okay.
Alexa, stop. Is that the first Ariana Grande bop we've played since starting this? Because if it is, it's a crying shame.
We definitely didn't play that before, because we, like, I do love it, so I'm surprised if we didn't.
No, we had it on the pre-show playlist when we did the live shows at Christmas, and I remember we'd be side stage and I'd be so nervous and this would come on and I would just be,
and it would start with like something small, like clicking of the fingers, and then it would move into the body, and then you said swing side to side.
But this used to actually like calm my nerves, and I used to just be like, okay, channel Ariana Grande, because she's only like her child herself and she does like sell out arena tours, so I'm sure I can go out in front of a few like 100 people and like whatever.
It's,
you know,
a bit
what
of
I mean?
A juxtaposition, because like the song's called Bad Idea, but it's always a good one. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing. Do you remember every time when that first came out, that song, every time if we were like looking to go out, or if you were like, oh, shall we go out tonight? I'd be like, oh, I don't know. And you'd be like, come on now. And be like, and then I just go, I got a bad idea. Or what else was I doing in the game?
Or like, or we'd be like, someone would be like, oh, look at her being chaotic over there. Like, Sarah's being chaotic. And then you'd be like, Sarah's got a bad idea.
I love Ariana Grande. I really want to see her in concert.
I want to be her. I don't want to see her. I want to kidnap her, take her skin and wear it.
It's so weird that she was like in that show.
What's the show? Victorious.
Victorious?
Yeah.
And she was pure annoying in that, wasn't she?
She was pure psychic girly.
Yeah, and now look at her now. It's crazy. And like, no one even knows who Victorious is these days, do they?
It's the power of the high pony, though. Anyway, this week's theme is vices, because guess what, girlies? We're coming into Lent.
It's coming into Lent. And again, Lent is obviously like a religious thing, and our knowledge of religious ceremonies is kind of
slim to none.
But also, I feel like I've fairly decent knowledge of Lent, because that was always our busiest season as altar servers. So, like, we were literally booked out every weekend.
Okay, for people who don't have a clue what Lent is, give them a synopsis.
So, basically, Lent is a time in the Christian calendar where we go for 40 days and 40 nights without, like, you give up something for Lent.
Yeah, but it's because
Jesus
apparently didn't do eat nothing for it. And sorry now. No way did that man survive for 40 days and 40 nights in a desert without a morsel of food or water. There's intermittent fasting and then there's that, babe. Like, no way can you do that. Like, sorry, that's just scientifically not... You can't do that.
Like, I don't want to say it's not true,
But it's definitely not.
But also, like, were they watching him at night? Like, presumably the disciples had to get some sleep when he was in the desert at night. And, like, how do we know?
Pure sneaking off to have some minstrels.
Because wasn't David Blaine doing that?
Yeah, but David Blaine did the 40 Days and 40 Nights, but everyone was telling me that he had M&Ms in the books he was reading.
He had M&Ms. No, that was proven. Apparently they found a load of, like, M&Ms afterwards.
Are you serious?
Or they found, like, a few rogue M&Ms and they were like, why is there, like, a few random M&Ms in here?
Anyway, 40 Days and 40 Nights. So you give up a thing for 40 Days and 40 Nights and it's meant to be, like, a voice of yours, so like.
But why do we do it just because he did it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But why did he do it initially?
He must have had an event coming up or something.
He was going on holidays.
He was definitely going on holidays. But like, he could have just done Slimming World or something. But I suppose he couldn't do that then because he'd have to. But he avoids the sins anyway. So he could have done Slimming World.
He could have done Slimming World and done the SYNS sins.
Yeah, on Slimming World they call sins. They call, like, bad things you eat, like, it's, like, points on Weight Watchers, but on Slimming World, it's sins. But what, I don't know why they spell it S-Y-N-S.
Yeah, what's the story with that?
It's like when people put Z at the end of something instead of an S.
Yeah, I know, that's a bit chaotic, isn't it?
I kind of love it now, though.
But when you're in school, so first of all, like, going to, like, a Catholic primary school, on the Wednesday, you'd have Ash Wednesday before Lent starts.
Oh, yeah!
Do you remember the excitement on Ash Wednesday?
And the mua comes in to do your face. I'd be weak getting the makeup done. No, a priest comes in and rubs
the ashes of the palms
on their forest.
Yeah, but I remember, so I used to work in CU. I love that you just referred to a priest as a mua.
Hi, this is Father John. Welcome back to my channel. So this past Wednesday, I'm going to be using the palm. And he'd be holding his palm up to the camera, looking at the ashes. It's a lovely blend.
You can't say that.
But how iconic would it be if a priest was a mua?
If a priest was a mua, and why can't they be?
Why can't they be?
Would you think?
Well, I think you can't have two jobs if you're a priest. Like, that's your one gig, you know?
But surely you could have it as a hobby. Like, it's not a job if he doesn't make money from it. He could just do it for fun on the side. I remember I used to work in a hospital.
Yeah.
And one time when I was working, there was a lot of people going around the hospital. They gave out the ashes for Ash Wednesday for people. Because, you know, there's like a church in most hospitals and stuff, or like a prayer room. And I remember there was like a farm fella like come up to the desk. I don't know what nationality he was, but he like definitely didn't have a clue what was going on. He definitely wasn't a denomination of Christianity.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like, we like all
whatever you want to be, girl.
Whatever
we're
you
want to
be, girls. Like, not judging at all. But he was just like, and we had them on as well because, like, obviously, priests coming around, we didn't want to be like had pure FOMO if we weren't getting the ashes.
Yeah. So, like, you worked in a cafe, like, that's definitely health and safety.
Oh, no.
Loads of ash in people's paninis.
Yeah, but there was a load of Polish girls working with us and they were actually V holy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Polish people would be mad into the.
Yeah, they love religion.
Into the religion bits.
Not so, all of them, obviously.
Not all of them, and if you're not, like, it's grand.
You're grand.
But we all got done or whatever. Yeah. And then, like, a fella came up and he was literally like, you could tell he didn't know what was going on.
He probably thought it was
on.
Like an apocalypse or something.
He thought it was like pure some kind of culty bits because he even said, and he looked at me, or else I'd say he thought, in my head, he thought it was some kind of marking to denote that we hadn't been infected with something in the hospital. No, that was me just going into creating a complete and utter well-rounded backstory.
You created that narrative yourself.
But no, because he was very fearful coming up.
Okay.
He could tell, and I knew it was because he kept looking like above my eye line to the ashes, and he was very nervous ordering. So I felt really sorry for him because I was like, he doesn't have a clue what's going on, but I wasn't going to go into...
Yeah.
Like explaining it for him, really, he didn't really need to know.
Why do they do the ashes on the forehead?
I presume.
Should we Google it? Because I really want to know.
Well, it's the ashes of the palms. They use the palms for.
Google it there.
Why do we do the ashes? Oh, shit. Ash Wednesday derives its name from the placing of repentance ashes. Of course, it's about fucking repentance.
You're always repenting.
Why? Like, is there ever a time we did something right?
Are we ever not in repentance?
Like, God forbid, you know what? We do something good and they give us a pat on the shoulder as opposed to saying, you did that wrong, you did
that
wrong.
Like, I'm sorry, no, if you worked in an office and every time you were getting put in disciplinary or you were on, like, probation, you're never going to succeed. You need to tell people they're doing a good job. It's just poor management. mind.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just poor management.
It goes back to Maslow's theory of motivation, isn't it?
Yeah, pure that energy. You have to, like, if Jesus just told one of the disciples, like, you're doing a good job, babe, you're grand, just
exactly.
keep going.
Or imagine if there was just, like, one of the disciples, imagine him putting the ash on some of their heads and not one of them being like, oh, well done, Matthew,
well,
like,
done,
you're
very
good
very
this
well.
Week. And then they're all, like, raging that they had the ashes. So I was actually repenting all those years I was going around with the ashes.
So is it a mark that we're sinners, that the ash in our
forest? Repenting, apparently. And then, but what I can understand is then, why on Ash Wednesday do you go without the meat? Why do you fast and abstain on the Wednesday?
Without the meat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When did meat come into it? Is it just because it was a luxurious good?
Maybe. I think it's about something to do with luxury anyway.
Yeah.
They don't like us having nice things.
But also, kind of, vegans will be weak for themselves these days when it comes to Ash Wednesday because they'd be pure like...
Well, every day of the year is Ash Wednesday for them, isn't it?
Kind of, really, isn't it? I used to hate Ash Wednesday for that reason because, like, my dad, if we weren't getting ham in our sandwiches, like, back then we were getting jam or marmalade, and I hated jam and marmalade. I like marmalade on toast or, like, jam in a scone. I just hate it on a slice of bread.
The only marmalade I like is the Creole Lady Marmalade. Hey, sister, go, sister, slow.
Is it not just called Lady Marmalade?
Creole Lady Marmalade.
What's Creole mean?
She probably doesn't say Creole, but like, do you want to go?
I thought it was Real Lady Marmalade.
Oh, is that what she says?
But I'm very bad with lyrics.
No, I think you're right in this instance. And
but why would it be Real Lady Marmalade?
Why would it be Creole Lady?
Creole.
Creole Lady Marmalade. But yeah, so then you have the Ash Wednesday. Do you know what I think is hilarious?
Yeah.
They say you can't eat meat, but then every Irish household will be cooking fish. I'm like,
yeah.
Same thing, babe.
That was the other annoying thing about Ash Wednesday. You come back to the gaff and it'd be reeking of fish with meat.
Yeah, it would.
And then it'd be because you'd be wearing your uniform because you'd be coming back from school and then your uniform would be reeking of fish for the rest of the week.
Oh, reeking. Like, it's like when your mum used to cook tripe. Did she ever, your mum ever cook tripe?
No, she did a few times when we used to give out stink about it, like, so she stopped doing it.
What is tripe? It's sheep's stomach, right?
I don't know what it is. Is it?
Yeah, tripe, I think it's the inside of a sheep's stomach.
Oh, yuck.
Anyway, you do your Ash Wednesday bits, and then you're into Lent, right?
Yeah.
Lent's kicked off.
Well, as well, like, oh, well, I suppose there's a lot of things that happen for us in the altar service, like, during Lent.
Like what?
Like, you've the kissing of the cross, you've the washing of the feet,
you've
the
stations
of the cross.
You just kiss it?
People come up and kiss the cross.
What a laugh, why?
Because, like, Easter is when... Like,
he risen.
When he died first and then he rose. I'm not going on about the specifics of Easter and, like, the death of our Lord again because we made such a bags with this time and we're still none the wiser.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
I'm just telling you about what we did as all
the
servers.
So you kissed the cross, you washed the feet.
So we used to hold the cross for people to come up and kiss it. And it's so funny because, like, there'd be a load of old ones coming up with their, like, lipstick and leaving huge prints on the cross. I remember skitting. Then there was the washing of the feet, where the priest would have his feet washed, which just sounds kind of...
Free pedicure.
Very chaotic, isn't it? Looking back, I don't feel like they wash the feet anymore.
But that's because it was like, they do wash the feet still, I think.
Do they? Probably. I mean, some people are still very
holy.
You
have to wash the feet?
No, I never washed the feet, but it was awful because my friends Pat and Padraig were both altar servers in the same church. And I think Pat might have gotten done for washing the feet of the priest one time. And then I think it was Padraig made up a vicious rumour that he gave the priest a bath. But yeah, and then everyone started going around the school saying like that Pat had given the priest a bath. And it was actually like, I remember the time screaming laughing because it's very funny. But that, like, how many years ago was that? And I still remember, like, it definitely did stick a bit.
That's so bad.
But, like, very bad. I'm sure he definitely, like,
hilarious.
He definitely ditched the vestments after that. Like, no way could you recover from that.
That's when he left being an altar boy.
Oh, no, he had to, like, I wouldn't be able to. I remember the reason I signed up as an altar server was because... I know it sounds outrageous, but I was always, like, into acting and stuff, and I felt like it was just another opportunity to be on stage.
Are you serious?
I know, but it was, like, this sounds so problematic, but it was, like, an opportunity to perform.
You just wanted to perform. I love that energy, though.
But, like, I felt like, obviously, because it's not a performance, because you're not doing anything, you're only kind of, like, helping the research.
But at least people are looking at you.
No, I felt like it was, like, prepping me for the stage, because I was getting used to being in front of a crowd. So I always had that in the back of my mind, you know what I mean?
I thought, because you were pure, your conscience was so bad as a child, you definitely thought it would get you into heaven.
It was also a mix of that, and I was very close to my nan, and I knew, like, because...
that would make her proud.
I was an old server, and because she was fairly holy, I knew then that like she'd be weak for her grandson, who is that. No, she was weak for me anyway. Like, I was my Nana May's favourite. Oh. But also, that made her more weak for me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you give up things for Lent?
I used to try, just because I was always a tryer, in the sense that like I always, and I loved accomplishing things, so I loved like doing things just for the sake of saying that I'd done it.
I was skitting, because like when we used, like, it was always be the same thing, like you give up chocolate, right? Or like crisps, right? And like, oh, you gave up chocolate, but like my mum and dad used to be like, yeah, you give it up now, but you can have it on a Sunday. Like, shut up, it was nothing. I used to just go like 6 days without chocolate and then just eat loads of it on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. And I remember, like, because we were young as well, some days I'd just wake up and completely forget that I was doing Lent and just be like talking into a bar. Like, I wasn't one of those fellas going around like, oh my God, it's Lent. I'd just be eating the whole time.
I did love, in school, did you do this? And they had the gorgy purple candles.
We didn't have them in school. We had them at the church.
And you had to light them all.
Yeah.
Why did we light them? I still don't know to this day. There was four purple ones. There was a pink one and a white one. And I don't know why we lit any of them, but I was here for the ceremony.
I love the palette of the pink and the purples and the white.
I was living.
I don't know why they light the candles.
We'll never know, I suppose.
Why do they light them? I should know this. I feel like I should probably know it as the altar server. I remember, like, one year I gave up bad language. Because I remember there was a point... Like, I used to feel so guilty when I said, like, bad language. And then, you know, the way you had the choker box during Lent?
Yeah.
Just put money in the choker box. So then I was like...
I forgot that we used to monetize Lent.
We didn't monetize it.
We did. We were like, I'm going to give up something, but you're going to pay me to do it.
Yeah, that was kind of it. But no, we didn't pay us. We
paid
the church.
Gave it to Chokra.
Did we pay the church, or was it... No, it was for Trollcra, it was all for charity.
Yeah, but you give it to the church and then, like,
and then they probably keep it. They probably kept it, let's face it. I'm joking. but yeah, so what I said was, every time I curse then, I put, like, a euro or whatever into the Trollcra box.
You're so self-disciplined.
But the thing is, but, like, also, I was a school child, I wasn't making any money, so, like, once I spent, like, 2 or 3 euro, like, I had no more money left to put in, so I was just like, you know what I mean?
What I think is so funny is then people would be like, no, you don't actually have to give up anything, you have to take up something.
Oh, that's what they started doing now, isn't it, all the millennials?
But I'm like, that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but also, like, there comes a point when we can no longer give up anymore. I feel like they're telling us that everything's bad for us and we're cutting everything out of our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sure, people are saying... Like, everything's cancerous these days, really, isn't it?
Are we going there?
But it is. So, like, there's only... Like, I was thinking, like, in the new year, would I give up the spoon of sugar in my tea?
Why would you do that?
But then again, I'm like, but I don't even have sugar as it is. And I'm like, I'd be so boring.
How are you getting on with the resolutions?
What were my resolutions?
Those that are going well, then.
What were they again?
Have you gone on any dates?
I haven't gone on any dates thus far, which actually is sending me, because I kind of am trying. I was chatting to this fella for a while, right, that I was just chatting to, like, on an app. And then he was, like, sending me, like, big, long replies, because we'd be on at, like, different times of the day. Like, it wasn't, like, a back-and-forth thing. So he'd send me, like, reams of messages. And then one time I, like, replied with, like, a load of reams of messages, and he was like... He took a while to reply, like a few days, and he was like, oh, sorry, I didn't reply. He was like, I'm just not used to, like, getting, like, load of messages in a row. And he's like, I don't really like messaging like that. And I was like, I only did it because you messaged me like that first of
all. That's fuckboy behaviour.
You know what I mean? So then I just goes, okay, no worries. I goes, let me know if you ever want to go for a drink. Because he was really hot. So I was kind of like,
but let's go for a drink.
I didn't want to burn the bridges. But no dates as of yet. Can you believe?
I can't believe. You need to go on some because we need content for the podcast.
I know, but my skin's never great in Jan, Feb.
Okay. Do you think people are afraid to go on a date with you in case you talk about them on the podcast?
I wonder. Maybe. I hope you don't have a fear, boys.
Because we definitely will, but we'll change your name.
We'll change your name so it's all cool. So maybe your close friends who you told about the event might be aware of what's going on, but no one else will. So it's completely like, it's incognito, really.
So obviously I don't, like, not agree, but like I just don't partake in it because I'm not religious, right?
Yeah.
But there is some things I could pull out of it. Like I could cut back on some of my vices every now and again, I think.
Like what? I don't think of you as being...
Like, I do, I have to have... to be honest, I don't think these are that bad, but I have to have my cup of coffee every morning.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? Someone just decided that coffee was good because someone didn't like coffee somewhere in the world and was raging that we were all loving it and was like, nah, I'm going to tell everyone it's bad.
I think it physically is bad.
No, coffee is a stimulant, so if you have way too much of it, yeah, but it actually is good for, like... serotonin levels.
Really?
I might be completely making that up.
Well, I'm just going to believe that. So I don't give a shit.
No, but like, I mean, like, first of all, because it like has caffeine and like it's a stimulant. So like,
yeah.
You know, it gives you a bit of a buzz off your brain. Like, what's wrong with that? As long as you're not buzzing on loads of cups a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. And then the other thing as well is I do crave a drink. Like, I always have this internal struggle, and I think you do as well. And we're not huge drinkers. Like, we drink like once a week probably, or like twice a week sometimes, but on the weekends.
Yeah,
right?
Weekends.
But like, basically after work I'm like, oh, I can't wait to have a drink, I can't wait to have a drink. And I'm like, oh my god, am I an alcoholic, or am I just like, is that just my vice? Like, do I just enjoy a drink?
No, it's not a vice. Like, I would just say, like, especially living in London, like, I'm like, I can really honestly, like, give or take alcohol, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of most of the time. But then, like, living in London when you're, like, doing loans a bit, like, when it comes to the weekend and when you want to unwind, like, I know you can, like, get your kicks other ways, but, like, I can't really get your kicks.
But, get like, your kicks, guys.
But I do be, like, sometimes I'm just, like, I just need a drink, you know what I mean?
I just love it. Like, I just love going for a bottle of rosé with the girlies, or I even love a few pints. Like, I just...
That's weird then, I think.
Why? Because I'm gay and I love the pints.
It's, like, it still, to this day, like, shakes me a bit when we go out.
I love a pint.
Like, one of the reasons I have kind of an aversion to, like, family events or to weddings or in funerals, because typically every Irish occasion, good or bad,
yeah,
revolves around drink. But it's because of being surrounded by my uncles and them asking me what drink I want, or them being at the bar and going, John, a pint, at me going, what? Like, and then it will always be the most random pint of something pop into my head.
But would you not just say, no, I want a gin and slim?
But imagine us down in some old man's pub, like up the north side, Dillon's Cross, and then me going, can you get me a gin and slim? They'd be up in a heap. Sure, there was that time when I was down in West Cork and we were down in Roscarbery for a wedding. It was my friend Padraig's sister's wedding. And it was like the day after we were in a pub, and I asked the one at the bar for a slimline tonic, and there was two women behind me laughing at me because I asked for a slimline.
You told me that before, I'm just
kidding. Like, what the heck, you know what I mean? So imagine me if I was like in a pure old man's pub with all my uncles, they'd be like, well, I should be brave enough to ask my uncle for a gin and slimline tonic, but I still panic. Now, sometimes I'll just go into, like, I can drink like a Copperberg or something, like, you know what I mean, pure cider, and then I'd be like, oh, I'll have a cider, and they'd be like, which one? And I'll just be like, a Copperberg.
Mixed berry.
Me. Strawberry and lime. Fruity one.
Yeah, but like, that's just my vice. That's one of my vices. Like, same way, like, people love, like, a chocolate bar at the weekend, you know what I mean?
But, like, that's the thing I think we need to be so careful of, right? Even though I'm so guilty of it as well, where I'll be like, okay, I'm eating well all week, so then on my Sunday, I can have my treat, right? This has been said to me before, we're not feckin' dogs, right? Mm. As adorable as they are, like, why have we gotten into this, like, culture of, like, any time we want to have something like that isn't deemed as being, like, good for us, like, we call it like a treat, like we're treating ourselves. No, you're just having a chocolate bar. Do we need to read into it that much? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, and I know for some people, like Like, we've all watched those American programs with the 40 stone people, like, and the, you know what I mean? And the people who, like, help, I can't get out of my home because I'm so fat.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'd be telling to them, don't be treating yourself at the weekend. And it's so funny because, like, even them, they'd be like, do you ever see those programs? And they'd be like, yeah, so I'm now cutting down to, like, diet soda. And they'd be having, like, a liter
yeah.
or diet Pepsi. And you'd be like, babe.
But those shows are so chaotic. Like, the weird, like, people be addicted to the weirdest things. Like, one girl was, one of her thing, like, I'm going mad because I want a glass of rosé. She used to eat her couch.
Oh, like,
she used to eat
TLC, My couch. Strange Addiction was one of my favourite programmes on TV.
You know, I used to work for TLC. Like, I used to be,
you mentioned it before on the podcast.
Yeah, so, and I used to literally watch, I had to watch all those shows. I used to do the social media for them, right?
Oh my god.
And literally me watching this one where she used to sit at her thing, she was going through furniture like people go through toilet roll because she was eating the stuffing from inside
it. But where was she, like, presumably she run out of furniture eventually or run out of couches. Like, imagine her rocking up to your, like, presumably her friends didn't invite her over.
Her friend,
if they knew.
Because she was definitely clipping little slots in the side of their thing and eating the stuffing.
But how does someone even, like, that, first of all, and you know because you work for the channel, is that shit even real?
It's definitely real.
But it's not, because you die.
No, she was having health issues because she had all the foam in her belly.
Oh my god.
Does anybody, if anyone's listening, do they have, like, weird vices like that? Like, because, like,
I'd
obviously
love to know.
Having a glass of wine on a Friday is a normal vice. Having a chocolate bar is a normal vice. Do you have any weird vices?
Weird ones?
Yeah, do you have anyone where you'd be like, oh, if people knew that, like, this is one of my things, now it would be weird?
My fetishes.
No, not fetish, babes. We know what you like.
But, like, what? Like, something weird?
Yeah, like, one of my vices, and it's something that I'm thinking of vices like one of my weird things. I'm not saying, I don't really, I don't know what the definition of vice is. We've covered this, right?
Yeah.
But basically, one of my weird things that I need to happen is, like, for the draining board to be cleared. You're not the best at it these days. But I just need all the washing put away.
No, you say that, right, which I find hilarious, because you'll be perfectly happy with the house being thrown asunder
as long as the draining board
but
is clear.
That? So you know me leaving my stuff on
is a form of protest.
On the draining board is actually a form of protest against you, and it's me being petty because the rest of the gaff is manky and it's definitely not my time to clean it again.
But
that's what that is.
But the draining board being clean just makes the house look way cleaner.
Oh no, the thing is, right, guys, like, if your house is manky and filthy and you're, like, struggling to keep up with the stress of life and your house has just fallen to shit, just clean off the draining board.
If your landlord, if you're in a house share and you're up to 90 and the landlord's calling over and the gaff is manky, just clean the draining board and it'd be grand.
And they'd be like, oh my god, they are responsible young adults, you know what I mean? Or if you're, like, someone's, like, looking to rent a room in your gaff, just clean the draining
board.
Clean
the draining board.
Is there anything, like, I am a bit of a freak when it comes to cleaning in general, typically, I think. Like, vice, but, like, these aren't vices that I have. And, like, I've never even smoked a cigarette in my life.
Ever?
No, I've never even smoked a cigarette. I think it's because when I grew up with my mum and dad smoking in the gaff, like, that put me off them completely because I used to, like, hate the smell of smoke.
Oh, really?
I remember, like, when I was younger, I used to, like, rob my mum and dad's fags and, like, rip them up.
I would hate you to be my son.
I know, and they're so expensive then, so then they were like, you need to stop ripping up our fags.
Were they like, Kevin, I'm going to knock you out if you keep taking my fags and ripping them up?
But I was like, stop smoking them then. But now they're bought off the fags, which is...
And you can't rip up a vape.
And you can't rip up a vape, ma'am, so no fear of that happening. I think, like, Irish people stereotypically, like, have certain vices or, like, certain bad habits, I suppose, that we're notorious for.
Oh, like every Irish mammy being addicted to tea.
Every Irish mammy being addicted to tea, like, that's definitely...
That's, like, people, like, it's, like, fine being like, oh, we'll have a cup of tea, but, like, that's a lot of caffeine to be drinking,
like,
in a day.
Like, my mum drinks a lot of tea. Like, well, Irish mammies in general, don't they really?
Like, my mum does this thing now where she doesn't even take out the old tea bag. She'd have a cup of tea, and then I'd be like, do you want another? She'd be like, yeah, I'll leave the other tea bag in, and I'd have, like...
What?
So she'd have, like, three tea bags in her cup of tea.
But, see, I think that's iconic then, you know what I mean? See, the thing is, I know we might say, oh, it's, like, a bad habit, but also, in my eyes, that's, like, also a virtue as well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's, like, kind of what we're known for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, life would be boring if we were just being good all the time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, babe. Let's create some havoc. What are you getting at there? Life would be boring if we were...
I feel like that should be like a live, laugh, love sign. Life would be boring if we didn't have our vices.
Oh my God, let's make it. But what else, like, Irish people are also kind of known for, like, another bad habit is that whole thing of... And I... That was one of the things, like, that I decided that I'd do this year as well, was the whole, like, try and say no to things.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it's so tough. And I feel like Irish people in general are bad for that, right?
Yeah, they are, because they feel like they're going to be shit-crack, really.
Yeah, nice. Exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's another thing. Is there anything else Irish people are known for?
That it's like a bad habit.
Yeah.
Always apologising for yourself.
Apologising for yourself.
Like, I remember growing up, I didn't know that, like, to get past someone who's in your way, you say, excuse me. Because all my life, I used to be like, sorry, sorry, sorry there, love, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Saying sorry, not excuse me. And when I heard people say excuse me, I used to be like, rude.
Pure posh.
She's pure posh. She didn't even say sorry.
I remember someone burped before and said pardon, and I broke down laughing. I was like, where are you going with pardon? Just say excuse me.
I think the way we got it there was like, we can have vices, really, can't we? That was it.
Like, we went into talking about, like, giving things up. Obviously, if something's taking control of your life...
And if it's becoming, like, if it's becoming an addiction, obviously, stop doing it. Because it's, like, you don't want it to get out of control. But, like enjoy yourself. Like, you only live this life once, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, everything, I know it goes back to that old Irish saying, but everything in moderation, really, isn't it, really?
Yeah, everything in moderation, girlies.
Because, as well, also, like, if you do feel yourself, like, and you're questioning whether what you're dealing with is an addiction, obviously, seek professional help, and we're not professionals, so we're not going to advise you on that. But maybe someday we might I'd love to get someone who would appear in weird addiction, like...
I'd love to get an addiction specialist on.
Not even addiction specialist, just pure someone. Like, I feel so... Do you remember those people on This Morning and they'd be like, have like a fear of things, like they have a fear of clowns, and then they bring on these people who claim to be specialists in helping you fight your phobias, and basically they just bring like a clown into the room and scare them shitless and pretend they're cured. Like, this one was afraid of escalators from like some traumatic childhood accident, and they were basically just like pushing her down the escalators in a shopping centre. I couldn't get over it.
Fuck yeah, but we're not going to do that to someone on the show.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we don't want professional, we want someone with the, like, I love someone with a strange addiction.
Yeah, like, everything in moderation, and when in doubt, treat yourself on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Just treat yourself on a Sunday, have those Sunday treats. Also, I think we should announce now also that we're appearing at Dublin Pride.
Oh my God, we are. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned it. I think we've shared it on our Instagram, but we're actually doing an event in Vicar Street.
We're absolutely up to 90 because the girlies are going to have us DJing, and sure.
We're doing bops with the boys. We're doing a set called Bops with the Boys because obviously we're known for all the iconic bops, and I can't believe, like, I'm adding DJ to my Instagram handle.
I'm adding it to my CV. I'm getting those gigs. So
we're doing an event with Victoria's Secret and with Davina Devine. Honestly, I'm practically raging that we're DJing at it because obviously we're not going to be drinking too much, but like, I really want to party. Obviously we're going to party with everyone afterwards, but also Kim Woodburn, the gay icon that lives, is going to be there as well as Mucha Buena.
Round, round, baby, round,
from the Sugar Babes is going to be there as well. Like, presumably we're going to meet them being at it as well.
I want them to, like, be in on Grandmam thing. We should do something.
Oh, we're going to have to, like, do something with them, and also we're going to have to play some Sugar Babes and do like a dance routine to it.
Oh, have to.
Yeah, so guys, the tickets are on sale now. I think there could be still early birds around, maybe.
Yeah, and the link's in our bio on our Instagram if you want to click through. And also, if you want another Screamer podcast to listen to Victoria's Secret and Davina's podcast.
Oh my God, so they have a podcast that they started and it's called Petty Little Things. Very, very good. Living for the Dublin accents. Living just to hear like
just to hear two powerful Dublin girlos, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I love like they're talking about drag, but also talking about like their experiences as like drag queens, like dating and stuff like that, and how they navigate life in that way. So give that a listen, definitely.
I can't believe we're talking about Pride already. I'm buzzing.
Oh my God, it's only spring and we're talking about Pride. Summer is fast approaching.
I need to go plan my look.
Right, okay girls, we're going to leave it at that. So thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the ep.
Have your vices, girlies. Talk to you later.
See you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Maybe your vices listen to this podcast, but keep listening.
Yeah, keep that voice.
It's a treat on a Sunday. Love you to bits.
Bye, bye.
Bye,
see
bye.
Ya.
Take bye. Care. Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.